The U.S., and Arizona more specifically, has countless environmental challenges, including keeping our air and water clean, ensuring that we have enough water, loss of certain species, and food scarcity, to name a few. But a number of people are teaming up for something known as collaborative conservation, and they're coming together often from very different backgrounds to try to find common ground. Gary Paul Nabhan is a University of Arizona professor and an active field ethnobotanist, and he's here to talk about collaborative conservation and his new book, Food from the Radical Center, Healing Our Land and Communities. Gary, let's explore radical center in this context. Why would there need to be a radical center when it comes to food?
There are two reasons that the radical center term and concept have caught on in the food community. Mm-hmm. There's always been issues among ranchers and environmentalists about environmental regulations. And in the 1990s, Arizona ranchers began to meet with environmentalists to find common ground so that they could do positive things for the land that kept regulations from imposing limits on people by taking proactive actions.
Interesting.
The same thing has happened among organic farmers and conventional farmers. We have both in Arizona, and now they have a movement called the Middle Path, where they're trying to find common ground. And this is good for all of us because our food gets healthier, we see less acrimony in our communities, and we also see a lot of collaboration on fronts in addition to food spilling out into our communities.
Well, Gary, what are some specific examples where we've seen this happen? Are there a couple that really come to mind to you that really spotlight what we're talking about?
Yes, there are. In southern Arizona, we've seen a tremendous amount of collaboration around the better management of mesquite trees on desert grasslands. They used to be bulldozed and herbicided to reduce their numbers. And now we're seeing furniture makers and guitar makers and firewood cutters collaborating with ranchers to rescue mesquite for higher value products. And secondly, we're seeing an enormous number of new food products coming out of mesquite pods that in our current times help people prevent or control diabetes, one of the most devastating health problems that we have in Arizona now. So there's collaboration among the tribes, Arizona ranchers, and nutritionists and dietitians trying to help people control their diabetes. And so it's cross boundaries in its dimensions, but it brings people together who don't normally talk to one another.
Do you find that the questions being asked by people who are maybe stakeholders, maybe not, about things like this, have they dramatically changed? Are there certain questions you're hearing now that you didn't a decade ago, for example?
That's right. I think one of the key things now is how can we produce rural livelihoods in our counties and communities that were drying up? They may only have a 24-hour mini mart, a church, and a gas station now. And older, more conservative ranchers and farmers are saying, I want to see jobs in our community so that my kids and grandkids can stay here near me. Mm-hmm. And so in Patagonia, Arizona, where I live, we've created 70 jobs in the last 6 years and had 136 high school students go through a 5-week program where they're paid to help older ranchers restore lands and harvest some of the foods associated with that land restoration. Mm-hmm. So the food component of creating livelihoods to feature mesquite and acorns and pinion nuts and wild greens and wild chiltepín peppers is the newer portion of this. I think we can promise people who don't want more environmental regulations that if we take better care of the land, more livelihoods rather than less will emerge in rural communities.
Well, and economic development in rural Arizona and other rural areas is always a challenge. So this is especially interesting to me.
That's right. And it's also bridging the urban-rural divide that urban consumers at your wonderful farmers markets here in Phoenix and Scottsdale and Tempe, as well as those in Tucson and Flagstaff and Prescott, are putting people back in dialogue that formerly didn't talk together. So one of the biggest divides in our country is really that urban-rural divide. And the food link is one of the things that gets these people talking to one another and putting aside their ideological prejudices. I'm not saying prejudice in the bad way, but their presumptions, so that they really see that they share values and talents and skills with other people who care about what they're doing.
Has it been too much about kind of protecting your own turf to some extent, not trusting that a collaboration will actually be great for both sides?
It takes years to do confidence building of people that might not be suspicious of one another, but simply don't share common languages. So oftentimes environmental scientists are using a different set of jargon than ranchers or fishermen or foragers might. And so part of it is a language barrier, and I happen to serve as a translator in some of these conversations. There's other people who are really leading it, but I help with that facilitation mm-hmm. so that people can really hear each other deeply. And it's satisfying because all these people have valuable contributions to make to our economy and ecology.
Does some of it ultimately boil down to sort of common sense, the fact that we realize that we have more in common than differences?
You've hit the nail on the head that we really have more in common than we have in difference about taking care of the lovely place we live in Arizona. But people are on different points of the spectrum in terms of wanting proactive activities versus regulation, or who pays for it, is it going to tax us more, and all that kind of thing. But once we get together and talk about our common goals, we can usually get over those other barriers and stumbling blocks. So I have a lot of faith in Arizonans that there's a goodwill and the knowledge and skills and talents to bring us all together at a time when our country feels so divided.
Gary Paul Nabhan is author of the new book, Food from the Radical Center, Healing Our Land and Communities. Gary, thank you for coming in.
Oh, I'm so grateful to be here.